everyone, and welcome back to a very special episode of Rebooked. I'm Golden Boy, of course. You got Matt. You also have Jake. And today, we are going to talk about everything that's happening as we get ready for what happened. I was looking at the camera.
Whatever Jake did, it made me uncomfortable.
We're talking about WrestleMania,
and it's working.
Guys. It's Mania season. Yay! It's happening. Woo! We finally got here. The road to WrestleMania will finally come to an end for this year, until next year when it comes around again, because, you know, that's just how time works. It's never ending and we're all going to die. So here is what is going on there, Jake? What hat is that?
It's my Mania hat from when they were here in L.A.
Oh, that's right. I got a wrap.
Yeah. Got to represent. That's right. Yeah, I got to wear. I think it's got the.
That was a fun Mania, by the way. WrestleMania SoFi Stadium, gorgeous stadium. Oh my God.
The stadium is so nice. It's the nicest stadium I've ever been in.
I can't wait.
And it was the first time I've had like money in my life. So I was able to like get drinks and snacks.
Which you need it, unfortunately, there because it is
insane.
Because
I had just been let go from, oh, yeah.
Well, that too. But also, I mean, freaking G4 down with the devil. But the prices. Oh my God, we're insane there. That much is for certain. I'm excited to go to Allegiant, though. Heard good things about that stadium. So,
that was nice too.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that venue.
Also,
in play.
Probably going to be pricey.
Yeah. Thankfully, I got in with a couple old G4 buddies in a box. And I think it comes with food and stuff. Danny Pena.
Danny,
I'll be seeing him there. I can't wait. It's gonna be super fun. All right,
beautiful,
let's do this, fellas. WrestleMania is going on. By the way, if you're watching this and you haven't had a chance to check out TNA Unbreakable yet, you probably should, because we had our Thursday show. We covered all of that there. You might want to go and check that out, you know, and see one of us on the show. It's not me. I don't have a ticket, but it's this guy. I'm kidding.
That wouldn't give him one. How messed up is that?
No,
I asked too late.
No, but let's not waste any more time. WrestleMania. Now we're gonna start with night one. Obviously, the headliner for this is the triple threat matchup. Seth Rollins said it is the most important triple threat matchup of all time. I think there's some women who might disagree with that, but in any case, though, that is going to be the headliner matchup. But let's start first. We have a lot of matches, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on some of the smaller stories, but really just kind of hammer home what we're hoping to see narratively, and then of course give our prediction. So let's start first. We have Jade Cargill versus Naomi is one of our first matches here. This is one, like I said, we're going to breeze past pretty quickly, but I am excited to see this story kind of just play out. Jade Cargill came back. She had problems with Naomi. Naomi turned out to be the person who attacked her this whole time. Do we see Jade Cargill just kind of getting a clean WrestleMania win out of this one, Jake, or expect shenanigans?
Not necessarily. I mean, look, we don't know what to expect from Naomi.
That's fair.
You know, we don't know what kind of person she is, if she can be trusted. So I don't think that a win, I don't think it's as sure of a win as some people.
Mm-hmm.
Being Jade's first singles match at Mania, I feel like it's probably going to end up being her, but certainly not for lack of trying on Naomi's part.
Yeah.
I'm just interested to see what kind of tricks she has up her sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. I'm kind of curious because I think that for both of these women, this is just a great thing for them to have. Right. Mm-hmm. Naomi, since coming back after, you know, her run in the independents and in TNA, has been doing some fun things and has been mostly involved in like tag matches and big brawl matches, and hasn't really had like a story of this degree of, I don't think much at all outside of her like title reigns. And then for Jade Cargill, you know, she just needed opportunities to, I think people got used to her with being the tag team with Bianca Belair. It was a genius move to do. Now it's time for her to carve her own path. But I do think that I can't see Naomi winning this. I think that would be kind of cool. Matt, do you have a prediction one way or another?
babyface win.
Babyface win.
Jade written speaking all over it to me. But I'm more curious if and or how this may, as a result, bleed into the women's triple threat world title match. I feel like it could. They've kept it pretty separate recently, but maybe it could bleed back over. Yeah. You know, Naomi loses, is furious about the whole thing. Maybe interferes trying to help Bianca and hurts Bianca. And, yeah, you know, leading to more stuff between Jade, Bianca, and Naomi altogether. So yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. But I do expect a good match, and I want it to be a little hard hitting, you know, and really like, yeah, let Jade Cargill, you know, go crazy, because she could pull off some wild moves. Speaking of a match, it's going to go crazy just because of the two men that are involved in it. I'm not excited about the build up to it, but I do have to acknowledge when two of the greatest ever do it are doing it. So they're going to fucking put on a banger of a matchup. But it is Rey Mysterio versus Chad Gable, a.k.a. El Grande Americano.
No, don't you dare.
It is
don't
Chad Gable.
Don't you dare.
It is Chad Gable.
No, it's not. We don't know that.
I can't disrespect Chad Gable by calling him a coffee. So let's, I think this is just a straight up Rey Mysterio wins, unmasked Chad Gable. Oh my God. And then that's it. Pretty much.
I think it's a win for Rey. Like you said, I think they give a kind of a haha, but babyface moment of unmasking him. But hopefully, I mean, again, like, this is dumb for Chad, but like, there are, like, I know that they know he's good, so like, I feel like they'll give them some time to tear it up.
Yeah.
And I think once the bell rings, this will be a good wrestling match at the heart of it. Like, they're both so damn good that, yeah, it'll be really good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just give us the ha-ha babyface moment at the end, and hopefully drink this Americano down for good.
We could just move on.
Piss it out.
From this. But yeah, you know what, though? I saw like this one person had like this drawing of Chad in the Grande Americano outfit, like behind on Raw.
And it was really pretty
sick.
Awesome.
It looked really, yeah, sick. And I was like, if this gimmick didn't have that stupid Gulf of America thing, which I know is meant to be like tongue in cheek, but just it's given everything that's happening, it's just a little too close to home. Outside of that, though, I do like the concept. I just think that elements of the execution were poor. But to your point, I do believe that it is bell to bell going to be a phenomenal matchup, because they're just two good wrestlers, right? Rey Mysterio still continues.
At least I hope. I'm hoping.
I can't see a world where Chad Gable has a bad match with.
No, but like, I mean, like, yeah, it's not that he wouldn't be capable of the idea of that they might, because of the silliness of the gimmick, they may book something specific to be short, funny, and done.
Yeah.
Which I hope for both men's sake. I hope again that they just at least let them go. Let them at least go a good 10, 12 minutes of doing some lucha, doing, you know, cheering it up, wrestling.
Yeah.
Chad Gable tosses him around a lot. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll take what we can get there, so long as it makes both of these amazing wrestlers shine. Yeah. And on the grandest stage in WWE's platform. We have another our first title match that we're going to talk about here. And I'm looking forward to this one. This is LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. And as, yeah, I like to call this, the coronation of Jacob Fatu, because I think he's going to rip and tear and win. And I love Jacob Fatu as my United States champion. Jake.
From one praying? Jake to another.
Are you praying for one Jake to win it?
Hands up.
I I'm conflicted because I actually love both of these guys. I love both of these guys. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to be a fan of both of
them. You're going to put your freaking hands up right now, you sick son.
You know what? I'm picking LA Knight.
You were the first one on this show to start doing your own "I love you, Solo." It was you.
I know, but I don't like being told what to do. So now I'm picking. Now I'm picking LA
mustache. It's the mustache. It's giving him too much sass and power. You know, he's feeling
LA Knight, man.
All right. Now, yeah. Let's talk about it, though.
I mean, I think this is probably going to be a really fun match. I don't think this is going to be any kind of squash or anything, but it does feel like it's going to be Jacob Fatu at the end of the day. But like, I don't know. I really feel like this could be a sneaky good match. I think this will be a really fun one. But
how does Solo play a role in it too? Is how I'm curious.
Well, see, that's my other thing. Is what if Solo were to interfere to screw over Fatu?
Hmm.
But everything interfere
has seemed like he wants Jacob to win. Like he has.
Yeah, but couldn't that be the point?
I mean, could
of
be.
Like I want to do to you what you did to me. You supported me and you wanted me to be the best that I could be, and you wanted me to be a champion until I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to propose an idea.
Ooh.
I kind of let that slide, that whole factor. And I do see a world where the result could go either way, but I do see a world where we have cliche Solo Sikoa, LA Knights kind of coming up in a corner, referees with Jacob. Here comes Solo from the outside. Jacob goes and super kicks Solo off like the apron or whatever, eliminating the interference, but maybe costing himself. That maybe like LA capitalizes on that, Knight capitalizes on that and retains. And maybe we get a rematch at Backlash or something like that.
Could be good. Yeah.
But I don't know. So like, I mean, my gut still says Jacob wins, but I think we'll have a moment like that where Jacob kind of shucks Solo and the Bloodline off with intent, not like an accidental. I think he would literally like shove him down or bump him or something to stop him from interfering.
Yeah. Mm. Damn. It's going to be good. I do hope that my one big thing for WrestleMania and also for WWE moving forward is you did a good job of giving the mid cards things to do, especially the Intercontinental title. I thought was really well built up throughout this run with the four men that are in the match we'll talk about later. But I really want them to get this emphasis back on for on good stories for like the United States Championship and stuff like that, rather than I want to a little bit of meat
for what it's worth. And I forgot to bring it up during the Naomi and Jade discussion in our Discord, which you should join and jump in the conversation with us. Links are below in all of our stuff. I believe it was our editor Scan who I went through the card of every WrestleMania, and I don't have the exact numbers, but women's one-on-one non-title, non like gimmicky, like, you know, evening gown bullshit match.
Yeah.
I there might be like two or three in the 40-year history.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that like Naomi and Jade have a singles just grudge match on Mania is a pretty big deal. I mean, even outside of WrestleMania 2, there was not a one-on-one women's match, even women's title match, until like WrestleMania 15.
Yeah.
Like 13 years without a women's singles match or title match of any kind.
And it's nice that we have so much of it now, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, women's wrestling is truly...
And this one is to Black women.
Yeah,
that's great.
And it's not about anything. It's just about two people who just hate each other. Have an issue.
Grudge match, baby.
And I think like that is what matters the most. It's having substance in these stories and making history in the process. It's like you're giving, because you know, I just to go on a random tirade real fast, like I'll never forget years ago, I was working as a Fortnite commentator, doing one of the big Fortnite events at that time. And the person who was doing the show, now I was brought in to like commentate, obviously, but to also help train some of the newer talent that was coming in. That was the thing that was directly asked of me. And I was, you know, going through helping different talent and stuff like that. And we had these two women, really awesome, super knowledgeable in the game. But the thing is, casting together, they didn't have chemistry. You gotta have chemistry with your co-commentator. It's just the nature of the business. It doesn't matter what it is. But this guy, because ESPN was coming into town, the guy who was producing the show put them together and set them up for failure because they weren't prepared together, because that's not how we were training them together. You know, we weren't doing that. And they just threw them under the bus, you know, for no reason. That's how you set people up for failure, right? All in the pursuit of like chasing, you know, whatever narrative you want to chase. This is how you set people up for success. And I think so long as like they go in there and do the match that I think they're they're more than capable of being able to pull off, shit's gonna bang. And it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be super fun. Didn't mean
sorry
to go on
for derailing that.
I mean, I derailed it even further, but I do trust me, it's a sticky subject, but I think it's worth mentioning for sure. Well, you know, moving to some other big title matches, we have our world tag team champions, the War Raiders, going up against the New Day. And dare I say, thank God for the New Day. That's my favorite thing right now. I see New Day winning, but curious to get you guys' thoughts.
Yeah, I see New Day winning too. I do agree with a lot of the conversation. This one seems very thrown on there. Meanwhile, the SmackDown tag team that's kind of been really building the last several months isn't represented as of this recording. Maybe last minute SmackDown they added on one of the days.
Yeah.
This really seems pretty kind of under the gun and thrown together, but it might just be a moment to let this new heel New Day kind of take that next step.
Yeah, that's my feeling for sure. Jake, anything to add?
Yeah, I think, look, as great as the War Raiders are, we need some more life in the Raw tag division.
Yeah.
And I think a heel champion New Day is going to bring some new fire.
Yeah.
To the division. And so I think it's going to be them. I don't think this is the end of the Raiders, and I don't think it's the last time they'll be champion. Yep. They're great. But like, I think this is going to be kicking up some new storylines, and we're going to be starting that fresh, ironically, with a 13-time tag team champion.
But in a way that's never really been done for them. So that is
not for them. Yeah.
Not like this, right?
A new way for the New Day.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Also, too, I would really like to see War Raiders go to SmackDown. And I think that could be good for them because that's like where the wrestling is happening. And when War Raiders are wrestling, you pay attention, you know, but they got to get the character work going, which they're getting there. They're doing like their promos. But the problem is they just haven't had anything. They won the belts and then they kind of just disappeared off of TV for like a while. And I think it was like maybe an injury, not too sure. But it also could have just been the fact that they didn't have anything. And they just didn't really know where to put them.
One of them had a neck injury.
Oh, so then maybe it was injury, and then they just decided.
Yeah, but that was before they won the title. He came back, okay. And they got together, and they won the titles. But then they've just been off creatively, off TV.
Yeah, right. I think it was just a matter of what you said, Matt, off creatively. And then that's really it. And sometimes it's like that. But it's okay, because maybe there's like room for them to do something really cool coming out of Mania, especially with this new era of the New Day. But really, though, and I cannot stress enough, thank God for the New Day. One of our controversial matches coming into WrestleMania, dun dun dun, Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair for the WWE Women's Championship, the belt that Alondra Blaze held, that Trish Stratus and Lita and so on and so forth, legends held. These two women will be fighting and they will be adding their name to it. And it has been one of the builds that has happened in all time.
Yep.
I will be honest. I think that the reality is that Charlotte's probably going to win this, and it's not going to go over well with a lot of people.
Lol, Charlotte wins.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that's kind of the
get it
feeling.
On a bad guy. Get the belt on a bad guy.
Yeah.
Get some attention.
Hopefully it gets the right kind of heat.
I'm going to disagree.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Tiffany Stratton.
All righty. Sure,
I think if you're going to... What?
You contrarian bitch. Everything we say, you're just going to go the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to explore all possible routes within the story.
All right.
I don't think it makes sense to turn Tiffany face to just like kick her legs out from under her.
Mm-hmm. That's valid.
That's
you know, so I mean, And again, I can't reiterate this enough that Charlotte Flair doesn't need the title. She's Charlotte Flair. I just think it's better for Tiffany if she wins, because everything has been lol. Charlotte wins.
Yeah.
I think everyone is expecting that. And I think that's probably why Hunter doesn't want that direction. And I wouldn't be surprised if the plans have changed a few times over the course of this feud.
Very strong possibility on that one.
But I feel like the crowd's behind Tiffany, and it may be more against Charlotte.
Yeah. So how do you turn that and use it for Tiffany? You know,
or as this graphic says, Harlot Flair.
Oh God, that is unfortunate. I didn't realize.
Which I
that.
Don't think anybody really thought about.
Wow. Oh dear.
Tiffany Trato versus Harlot Flair. Yikes.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give it to the youngin. I'm gonna say Tiffany Stratton comes out of this one. Finally gets one over on old Charlotte.
I will say your contrarian nature has swayed my perspective.
Yeah, only, I think you got a point.
Because there is an argument to be made that, like, when you kind of look at the night, how things are going to shake up, the rest of the card, you know, there's going to be, like, there's a possibility Jacob Fatu wins. There's a possibility that New Day wins, right? It would suck. There's a possibility that Gunther wins, which is the next match we're going to talk about. So it's also like, you know, maybe get that feel good moment. Also, Tiffany Stratton hasn't really had much to do with the belt.
Right.
And it would feel unfair to take the title from her after she hasn't really.
I don't think she's had like her big moment, except for winning Money in the Bank, and this could be
That's a good point.
Yeah. It would feel,
let's put over some younger talent. Give it to Tiffy.
It would feel bizarre. We'll see if Bizarro World wins if it's still going to be Tiffy time. Okay.
Be sure to set your clocks for Tiffy time this weekend.
Will do. Set your Dakota Dakota watches or whatever. Next up, we have our World Heavyweight Championship match between the Ring General Gunther versus main event Jey Uso. This feud started off very lukewarm, dare I say ice cold, and it has heated up in weeks, and it's gotten very good. Jey Uso's promo was super fun on Raw last night. Same for Gunther's. Really showing that, like, Gunther, is he afraid of Jey Uso now that Jey Uso is not afraid of him anymore? This is the fourth time that these guys are fighting, but it does feel at least a little bit different given the stakes in the stage. Does Jey Uso win in the second main event?
Yeah, I think he does. The promos were good on Raw this week. I was hoping for maybe a little more heat. They rolled out the last couple of weeks from the beatdown on Jey and the blood, and then the face-to-face promo was really good. To then this week, just two separate promos that I thought were fine.
Yeah.
They were solid, but I was hoping for a little. Another kick in the pants, maybe heading out of Raw, but it still feels like it'll be Jey's night. I'm curious to see how the crowd will respond.
I think they're gonna pop
I'm happy
off.
To see it. I hope so. I love it. But well, that's where I'm.
You got to keep them in line, GB.
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be yelling at them.
You're
like, hey, you're not yeeting hard enough. Keep yeating. You know,
got to be a leader, not a follower.
Got to be a yeater, that's right. Not a follower.
Mm-hmm. That's you know, right.
Jake, are you on the yeet train, or do you think that the general continues to reign?
Listen, if there's one thing that I know, it's that there is always a shot that Gunther's going to win.
Yeah.
Gunther has been in 2-3 WrestleManias now.
Yeah.
And every match he's had is a banger. I remember my favorite match of this Mania, as a matter of fact, was the triple threat between him, Sheamus, and Drew.
Yep.
Unbelievable match. It was so, so good. And then the one last year with Sammy was another incredible story.
Yeah.
Gunther, as great as Gunther is at winning, he's also very good at losing. Like he makes it feel like it means something.
Yeah.
When he loses a match, and it's great. And I really think this is going to be a great match. I have to imagine Gunther and Jay have been talking about this for weeks, for months. Like, we got to go out there and show off, because we've had three of these matches, right? We got to show something we haven't seen before. And that is what I think is going to be a real nasty side of Jey Uso, and possibly even a nastier side out of Gunther. And yeah. I think that this could be something equivalent to, not exactly the same, but I have a feeling that the finish is going to be something similar to Stone Cold and Bret Hart at WrestleMania 13. It's going to be one where, you know, Gunther gives Jay everything he has. Jay fights through all of it. I think that there can and will be some blood,
yes,
a little color in this match. And I think, Matt, your mic's muted. And I think Jay is ultimately going to be the Eater of Worlds and come out on top as our new world heavyweight champion. I think it's going to be incredible. And I think narratively too, because I'm interested to see, okay, Jay, you did it. You overcame your demons. You got the title. Prove that you deserve it.
Mm.
Prove that you earned it. Prove that you're a champion. And Gunther, I think, has an equally interesting path, because as he said, 80% of his time within WWE, he's been a champion.
Yeah.
Who's Gunther without a title?
Mm. Damn.
I think he could be even more dangerous.
Yeah.
But we'll see. That's true. But I'm gonna say, do I think Jey Uso will win the title?
Yeet.
Thank you.
I think this is gonna be a big moment for Jay, but to your point, I think they're, of all the matches on the card, this is the one that needs blood. This is the one that, yep, like, you got to get some, like, you got to get real violent out there, right? Because that's what this story has called for. We've had
especially after he wiped his brother's blood, exactly, on his body. Jay, exactly, has got to return the favor.
There's
got to
be some comeuppance somewhere.
He's
got to
get bloody, and he's got to just, you know, like,
yeah,
like a war stripe right across his chest.
There's got to be comeuppance somewhere. So we'll see.
I need Jay Uso dancing around with Gunther's head on a spike in front of Gunther's own mother. That's what I need.
Oh, dear.
I need that level of. I need
that. As we get ready for our final matchup of WrestleMania. Now, you may think to yourself that the main event should be main event Jey Uso, who won Royal Rumble and was very explicitly said that he will be in the main event of Monday night, or sorry, of WrestleMania. But, you know, CM Punk and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, they're the main event instead. But it's fine. It's going to be a good match. I'm excited for it.
But this is for the soul of wrestling.
Yeah, and that...
I would argue the soul of wrestling is bigger than a championship.
I would argue was not good. I think that they did a lot of fun things with the build, but I will be honest, Seth Rollins has felt incredibly forced in this story, which is funny because it makes more sense for Roman to fight Seth than it does for Roman to fight Punk, but yet Seth has felt like he has just kind of been the outside looking in the entire time. And then maybe that was by design, but it's just, it's been interesting. I'm not saying it's not. I just feel like, where the hell is this going? I don't know where the hell this is going.
I think
that's good.
I think this is our Shield triple threat. I think this is as close as we're ever going to get,
yeah, right,
to a Shield triple threat at WrestleMania. And I think that Punk, yeah, is basically filling in for Mox. I that's kind of how I feel a lot of this has gone.
But the Paul Heyman story really, I think, contextualizes Punk's purpose, yeah, in the story,
yeah,
right? So I feel like that has been the fun part. And that's the reason why I've struggled with Seth in this, because he has been good. I mean, you give the guy anything and he goes out there and he knocks it out of the park. Like, he, his delivery has really been awesome. But even like the big moment of him going for the stomp against Heyman, and then he says, now you owe me a favor. And then the crowd like was like, whoa. And then this week he was like, I know that Heyman's not going to do anything for that favor. And you're like, okay, sure, you know, but also it's just a lot of contradictions in some areas, but then in other areas it makes sense, because like Heyman could still screw over Seth, but then like what would the motivation be there? Or sorry, Heyman could still screw over Roman and Punk and team with Seth. What would the motivation be there? That's where I'm like, how does Paul Heyman fit in this? Because you know he's gonna be a central figure.
No,
Matt, do you have any thoughts on it? Well, you're muted for
any
sure.
any of that we can hear.
Yeah, this is a great episode, by the way. 10 out of 10. Oh, it's one of our best, personally.
It is,
yeah. My opinion. Are you good? Right. Are you good now, Matt?
I'm done.
All right, we can hear you now. All right.
Go for it though. What were you gonna say?
I'm done. I got nothing.
He's got. I got nothing. You got nothing on our nothing. Main event.
It's all gonna be about Heyman. That's what it's all come down to.
Is that a good thing?
So I'm curious. It's not a bad thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Yeah. My gut says it's Punk, because I think a lot of this is a way to get Punk to finish his own story. This is Punk's story finishing thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check it off the list. Main event at WrestleMania. I don't know if it makes the most sense or anything. Yeah. This is what I feel coming.
Yeah. Jake?
I'm going to go with Seth Rollins.
Yeah. That was my thought too.
I kind of think that's the least expected, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to go for that, because I've kind of liked the directions Seth's been going, of just being like, all right, well, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to be dangerous and I'm going to be a problem for everybody. And like, that's how, because CM Punk's ambition was not to win a main event at WrestleMania. His ambition was to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense for Seth Rollins to reign on that parade.
Yeah.
I mean, because also too, I don't know that this is really CM Punk's. I don't think this is the end of CM Punk's story. I think the end of his story is he wants the title.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where it eventually goes.
Yeah.
Because
no matter how you shake it, it's kind of fraudulent. And like, you should acknowledge it within the story. This isn't like the actual main event. You know, like it's not. Like, no matter how you slice it, yes, it is going to be the last match of night one. But it is not for the title. It is not the thing that when he held the belt, he was denied the main event, you know, to step aside for a singles match for Cena and
Miz and Cena.
For Rock and Cena. So I don't know.
Oh, Rock and Cena?
Yeah. It was Rock and Cena, and Jericho that year, I believe, was what the match was. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm like, I feel like they've been leaning on that so much. And that is a great narrative thing to thread to pull and be like, did you really main event WrestleMania if you didn't have the title? You know, like, and then you can like actually have some fun with that, you know, as like make that the central thing where it's like CM Punk's desperate to hold a title at WrestleMania or something to that effect. And, or you can go back to the fantasy book that I talked about where he fights Cena. You know, and you kind of come full circle with that. I don't know.
But the question too is whether or not this supposed favor to Seth comes into play. Is
he, or if it really was just a throwaway line, like they said,
yeah,
the other day.
I think what they should do is do like you do with a puppy. You put it on either side, and you. I think that here, Paul, come on, Come on. No, no, come here.
Who is he going to go to?
You're going
to
put here, a pill, you're going to put a pill popper for the for Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Pill poppers for Paul.
Yeah, oh, see which one, see which person he goes to.
Yeah. This is the one I'm curious to know for our audience. Let us know who you think's, you know, you can give us all the predictions for your matches, which match you're looking forward to for night one, but I want to know, who do you think is winning this one and why? And then we'll come back to it after Mania is done and reflect and see who was...
To see how wrong we all were.
See how wrong, yeah, how wrong we all were. Because there's a very strong possibility that we are just way off on pretty much everything here. Let us go ahead and move on to night number two of WrestleMania. There is so much to break down here because this one's got... some really big matches in it. First, and there was no graphic for it, which kind of shows where it's at. The Sin City Street Fight between Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. I couldn't find a graphic for it. I'm sure there is one, but I just couldn't find it. But it did feel a little apropos given how the match has been put together, that like that's the situation. I don't know who wins. I think Damian Priest wins.
I would think so too, but I feel like they might. I don't know. I could see it go either way. This is a favorite 50-50 match to me.
I'm more interested in what happens after with this one than I am in anything, but just because so much has been, is felt out of place, but you got to get Damian and Drew on the card. So this was like their way to do it. We'll see what happens. You guys have any thoughts on this, or are you good to move on?
No. I'll take Drew. I feel like Drew's been losing all.
Yeah, he has been.
That's where my gut was going too, because I'm like, I feel like he hasn't had a lot, any big wins lately, and
And plus, all his manias have been like
some screwy thing.
Yeah, something screwy has happened. He has just no good memories or moments from Mania because they've all been ruined.
Yeah, pretty much.
Half of them by the man and he's in the match with. So I mean.
That's true.
It makes sense. But I'm gonna take Drew.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to pull up this. I thought I found a graphic and it was like really low.
I got
end.
One in the writer's room.
Oh, okay. Fine. Well, it's all good. We missed it. It was my fault. Here it is. You know what? Just to give him some love. Just to give him some love. Okay. Here we go. There they are. Okay. Boom.
Even that Sin City Street Fight, that is a fan edit. The graphic is legit, but they didn't add the Street Fight thing for WWE graphics yet.
Yeah. But it is going to be a fun hardcore match. So that'll be somewhat enjoyable.
Street Fight.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Street fight. It's very, very big difference.
We poo-poo hardcore matches.
Yes, poo-poo hardcore.
This is a street fight.
Speaking of poo-poo, we have Logan Paul in a match, but he's going up against AJ Styles, who is very much not poo-poo. I don't know. I don't really care who wins.
No, like
I do. I very much care who wins.
I mean,
it better be AJ Styles.
Yeah, it better be AJ Styles. But honestly, it's like they're. It just makes more sense for them to invest in the younger Logan Paul versus the older AJ Styles, despite the fact that AJ Styles is AJ Styles. That's my make on it. But
I think
the cynical take, and I get that. Ooh. I feel very strong that this will be an AJ Styles win. Company has a lot in him. They've really built Logan as a heel going into this. So like it's WrestleMania. Unless there's something really specific going on, it's a very babyface heavy show usually.
Yeah.
Also last year, was it last year or 2 years before that AJ put over LA Knight?
Yes.
At Mania. Was it last year?
It was last year.
So I just feel like
in a shockingly great match.
Yeah. By the way. And I think he'll take Logan to a great match. They're both athletic guys, you know, whatever you want to say about them. So I think it'll be an entertaining athletic display. I think AJ gets a clean 1-2-3, despite some attempted shenanigans. Kai Cenat, I Show Speed, Mr. Beast will come riding a cart down the aisle or something. it'll be nonsense, but I think AJ gets the win.
Can we see some involvement from Karrion Kross?
Because that's another X factor.
Their match last night ended very interesting. Yeah, with Kerrigan just putting his arms behind his back with a smile as he got hit with a phenomenal forearm.
And he's been approaching AJ a lot over the last. It's been very kind of hanging
he
around.
Dressed him. As AJ last day, had his hair down. He got the same gear.
They even mentioned it on commentary that the person
the same gear maker and got some made.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something's cooking with Kerrigan.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be a great YouTube series. Something's cooking with Kerrigan. And it's just him like a Rachel Ray type show with Scarlett as his sous chef.
I think 2025, I think it's going to be his year. I think this year is going to be a big year for Karrion Kross.
I hope so.
Yeah. Because he seems to be really in on the narrative side of it and is really honing in on that. And this was like the first time we saw him in a match. And here's the thing. When that came on, because I was like, I didn't watch Raw live. I was just like flicking through it on Netflix, like getting ready for the show and stuff. And, you know, I watched like the first match, Bayley and Liv, and I was like in and out a little bit. And then I kind of fast forwarded because I was like, okay, I just got to hurry up and build the show. But then I saw Karrion Kross and AJ Styles in the ring. And I was like, I'm paying attention to this matchup. And I'm really That's good. I think that's good. Yeah. I would not have said that a year ago. I could not give a flying rat's ass about the final testament, flying testament, whatever the hell they were called. I just did not care. Yeah. But this stuff, I'm in. So
the devil on the shoulder. That's the bit he's been doing the whole time.
Well done. Great. To my king, Killer Kross. That is going to be a good one. Next up, this one I wasn't excited about. I wish they would have had an actual match. This is our women's tag team title matchup. It is with Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan, the tag team champions, against Bayley and the women's intercontinental champion, Lyra Valkyria, who won in a gauntlet-style tag match. Now, I think there's a lot of narrative that's going to come out of this, so it's not like this is going to be pointless. I get a little frustrated because it's like the women's tag titles have just constantly been in this place for so long, since the inception of the belt. And now that you have the mid-card women's titles into the fray, it just feels like it's losing so much attention. And now we're in another situation where we have Liv and Raquel are a team, but Bayley and Lyra, clearly it's something with the IC titles going to come out of that. That's where it's at. I'm just bummed. Bummed.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely bummed. That said, who wins? I mean, it's gonna be
Liv and Raquel.
Yeah, I think they retain.
Yeah. But there is gonna be some fun story stuff coming out of this. That's what I think everyone needs to be paying attention to, right? And I think it's gonna be a great match. I'm very disappointed with like just women's tag division. In general is just when Liv and Raquel won the belt, I was so freaking excited because I was like, all right, good. A good women's tag team is going to
do something with it.
Yeah. And then they just kind of waited. But hopefully after Mania, that ship gets corrected, but we'll hold out hope until then. I think this next one is probably going to be my match of the night. I just got to find it, but it's the Men's Intercontinental Championship Fatal 4-Way. It is going to be a wild matchup. You have just a who's who in this one. And Dominic Mysterio. You got Penta, Finn Balor, the Intercontinental Champion, Braun Breaker, and then Dirty Dominic Mysterio, who won Mr. Jake. Is repping in solidarity with that mustache, the mustache. Look how glorious it is. So, Jake, are you calling Dominic Mysterio to be our new Intercontinental Champion?
I am absolutely calling Dominic Mysterio as our next Intercontinental Champion.
Show your work.
And it's going to come in the form of help from Judgment Day.
Explain. I'm curious.
Look, we've seen the fractures, right? We've seen the cracks within Judgment Day in specific regards to Finn Balor. And it's there's been this tension between him and and well, really, I guess it's Liv. Liv's doing a lot of the string pulling here, but there's been tension between Dominic and Finn. And I think what could be interesting is if Carlito comes out to help, maybe a returning JD McDonagh, if we're lucky, hopefully by now. That would be great, be cool. To see him come out and help. But I don't know. Is there a chance that we finally see a new member of Judgment Day come to the aid of Dominic Mysterio within the match? And then Finn Balor is summarily kicked out of Judgment Day?
Ooh.
Because Finn has been saying no new members, but there's been one individual that's kind of been circling around. And I am going to say that if they went this route, I would be happy if Andrade is the guy who shows up and helps Dom, because he's been poking in and out with Dom. He's also been kind of messing around with LWO too, though. I mean, not LWO, Los Faction, not Los Faction. What is it? Legado de Fantasma. He's been kind of hanging around there. So never mind. Maybe not Andrade, but who do you got, Jake?
I don't know. Could it be someone re-debuting on the WWE roster? Could it be Aleister Black?
Dude, Judgment Day goes, but how does that benefit Aleister to help Dominic? You know, but I
don't know, but Aleister is the one who's always wanted to.
What was that? Go again.
He's always wanted to have a group. He's always wanted to be part of a group. He always seems to be.
Yeah, part of a group. That is true.
Why not come in and immediately make a statement?
I'm thinking about it. Something big is going to happen in this match, and I do think Dominic wins. Yes,
I think Dominic is going to benefit from it, and I'm telling you, he's our icy to put money on it.
It's either him or Braun. It's either him or Braun for me.
It's either Dominic Mysterio or it's Dominic Mysterio. That's how positive I am. And it has nothing to do with any of the other guys. I feel like it's been teased so hard. It is the least likely scenario out of all of these. It would get immediate heat, and Dominic deserves it.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, he deserves it. I was so anti Team Dominic for the longest time because it felt like, you know, just your classic, my dad was here, you know,
nepotism,
like
kind of stuff.
It just felt like nepotism to start out, but he has come into his own.
Yeah,
he is so, so good at being a heel. He's improved dramatically in the ring. Give the dude the belt.
Yeah. And also you got great stories that can come out of this, right? First one, there's going to be some friction between Penta and Braun Breaker. So that's going to give you something there for both of those guys to be able to like go back and forth with a best of seven series. Maybe, you know, like there's ways that they could go with this. Right.
And Finn and Dominic, how are they going to behave in the ring?
And how does that whole dynamic play out during the match? And after the match, when Finn realizes that he has been, you know, kicked out of Judgment Day. But then what happens, though, right? Does Finn go in a revenge tour like Liv did? Does Dom and Judgment Day go good guy? Like, who knows? There's so many ways that they could go. But one thing that everyone here seems to be aligned with is that Dominic Mysterio is coming out of Las Vegas as the new Intercontinental Champion. Woo, boy. Next up, we have the triple threat match.
Carlito will have the shit speared out of him again.
Oh, 100%. There's no question.
He's going to come out, and Braun Breaker may split.
He's been running away from it. They've been alluding to it for a while, but it's also just been really funny. I want that. Matt?
Yeah. You know what? The only thing is, it seemed, depending on the angle, because some of those Mania ramps, but I'm like, is there a shot where, like, Carlito, it's like maybe it's Braun's entrance And Carlito was like hyping up Dominic. His back is to the entrance. That long ass Mania ramp. And Braun crazy. Just is over the shoulder of Carlito, just hoofing it down the 150 feet or whatever it is, that ramp, and just gets boom.
That would be
a WrestleMania sized spear in the aisle.
That would be wild.
I want him on a rolling stool, like when Mick Foley went down a ramp on that little furniture mover. I want him on like a stool so he can just roll down and spear him directly on top of while he's on top.
That would be amazing. Oh man. Well, let's move forward. We have the triple threat match that I'm excited about, and one that has been built up freaking awesomely. Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Bianca Belair. Io Sky is the women's world champion. This one has been such an awesome build. Rhea was a champ, lost to Io Sky on an episode of Monday Night Raw. Bianca won Elimination Chamber. Bianca's been dealing with her own drama with Jade and Naomi. But then out of nowhere, it's Rhea and Bianca just having this issue with one another. And Io Sky seems to be ignored the entire time. Now, for my prediction, I think Io's walking out as the champ. But I could see them going with Bianca. Could see them going with Rhea. But something my gut's telling me, Io. Matt, where are you at?
I'm with you. I mean, this is obviously, everybody here is at a level where they could carry that division, and they have at various points. But I'm with you. I think all of this storytelling with Io being an afterthought was for a reason. It would feel weird that we're pointing at her being an afterthought for her to lose
become
an afterthought. It seems like bad. Yeah. Storytelling,
unless it was
so, I think it's a great moment.
Pin came at her expense in a way that was like really messed up, to where you can build off of that, right? Like if Bianca does something, because the only person that I'm like, ooh boy, is like a little bit of a wild card for me, and this one's Bianca. She's shown the most
volatility.
She's shown the most, so for me, I'm like, Bianca, got my eyes on you, but that also could be a misdirect, but. That's where my mind is at. Jake, what about you?
I think Io is also going to come out of this as champion for all the reasons as you guys said. Like she's been, just kind of considered an afterthought. And I think that Bianca and Rhea are going to want to tear each other apart. They're going to be focused on that. They're going to be focused on hurting each other. I could see them kind of taking each other out, and then Io comes off the top rope and elbows both of them or does something. Yeah. And I could see her pinning both simultaneously somehow after they've taken each other out.
Yeah. That could be a fun one.
I could see something like that happening.
Or they're like, they both realize Io's a problem. They try and go after her, but they can't beat her because she's just too freaking good. Like that could also possibility.
Yeah, I think one thing that's always focused on with, in matches like this is size and strength, but Io is so quick. She's so smart. You know, I think that that's something that's not really highlighted often with champions is them winning matches, not just with brawn, but with brains.
Yeah.
So I think that we could easily see something like that with Io coming out of this match, but this one's going to be great. Like this is going to be a really good match. And I'm very excited to see how all this goes. I could easily see Bianca, because she's even called it out how she's changed. How she's seen change in herself.
Yeah.
And I think we could easily see more of that or perhaps some heelish tendencies returning.
Yeah.
For Bianca.
You know, what's the fun part about this too? I didn't realize, but Io is the veteran in this one. Which is great. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of people don't realize that, because Io's been wrestling since like what, 2008, 2007 or something like that, like years. Not to say like Rhea and Bianca aren't veterans. I mean, they definitely are. But I just always think it's great because it's like you literally
debut just was March 4th, 2007.
It's wild. You have three wrestlers that are just at the top of their craft right now and are going to put on a giga banger. that's just what it is. But Io Sky, we think, walks away with the win. Well, friends, this takes us to our final match, the main event of WrestleMania, undisputed main event. Okay. Cody Rhodes versus John Cena for the WWE Undisputed Championship. This has been, you know, a good build and a weird build and an odd build and a great build all at the same time. It's been fascinating. A lot of war of the words. This whole thing was a war of the words since the initial of Cena winning Elimination Chamber till now. There's been no real physical contact outside of the one crossroads that was delivered that one night. And then outside of that, that was it. Friends.
And of course, the first night, just bloody beat.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
Well, from that night, from the beatdown.
Yes.
What were we feeling here? What are we thinking?
I said it also in our Discord. Not that it's cratered or anything, but my interest has waned.
Yes.
Since the turn.
Yes.
Not
I agree with you.
Nosedive, but kind of just dipped. It's just dipped a little bit. We had a gap there before Cena even made a response. You know, there was at that 2 weeks or whatever. And he came back. Great promo with him and Cody. Then the next week there was a response. I thought it was a good segment again. But since then, like I said, it's kind of just been that same some promo. And then he's not there. And then promo from Cody. And Cena's not there. I think he'll be there tonight when this airs. The day this airs on SmackDown, I think he's scheduled. But like... We'll see. I don't imagine The Rock will show up until WrestleMania if he shows up. There's a world where The Rock doesn't come to WrestleMania. Like, I know everyone's like, oh, that's where it'll happen. And it probably will. I would like to think so. But given just how some of these weird things with the guys in the movies and their agents and rah, 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 there's a world where he still doesn't come to Mania too.
Yeah.
And we don't hear from him until June. And he's like, hey, and he cuts a promo with, you know, I don't know anybody, Bradley Cooper or something like that. Is going to come out smoking a blunt with him or drinking champagne or something like that.
I should be down with that. That sounds great.
That'd be cool as hell. But yeah, I don't know. There's a world where that doesn't happen. I guess I do think though, should all the my ducats come to be, The Rock will have some kind of Vince McMahon Stone Cold moment. Even though the turn has already happened, but that kind of thing with Cena, the downfall of Cody, we have a Cena world champion reigning atop WWE. And what does that mean for everyone?
So I have a Jake, if you don't mind, if I can give mine real fast, I will only say that there's something that I hang on to from WrestleMania last year that I really liked and I want them to do more of. You remember when Rock beat Cody in that tag match and how it came off of that one just vicious rock bottom that like just ended the match. And I can't help but think to myself, I would really like for them to go into a world where we get a vicious John Cena that is like a world beater type of character. Because for the longest time, John Cena has always been the underdog. Right. The underdog, the guy who fights, you know, scrappy, pulls off the wins and stuff. But I would
John Cena has always been the underdog.
Well, that's the narrative that they like to spin, that he's the underdog.
And the never give up guy.
Never give up. Blah, blah, blah. That's always the gimmick that they try and push. That he's the one that's struggling coming out of this. But I want to now see a John Cena that's kind of a little bit more like a Brock Lesnar type. That just comes in and does like a couple suplexes, throws people around, like actually like manhandles Cody Rhodes, because they do have a difference in size. It would be not like staggeringly different, but a difference in size. I think it would be interesting to see a John Cena that is coming into a matchup and has a dominant win over Cody, like the way that Brock Lesnar had a dominant win over John Cena. And that was like the thing that started the dominance of Brock Lesnar, if you guys recall, you know. So I would like to see something like that, and I wouldn't mind. But I am on the camp that Cena's winning the championship. Like I don't see a reason why he doesn't win.
You're forgetting one crucial thing, though.
That's fair. Did smoke some weed.
Travis Scott.
John did say when he wins. We won't see him anymore. Yeah. He's gone. Yeah, He's taking the title with him.
Yeah.
So what is it then that will bring him back? What is it that will make him stay, that makes him want to fight? That's what I'm interested in seeing. I agree that I think Cena is going to win this title. But I'm very interested in what brings him back, what makes him stay, what makes him defend the belt.
You know,
well,
like
GB's
poetry,
point.
Like poetry.
Go ahead.
It rhymes, right? You remember what happened after Money in the Bank, 2013? Mm-hmm. When
11.
Or sorry, 2011, sorry. When CM Punk won the belt, ran away, left. What did they do? They had a couple of matches to determine who was the new champion. And then when that new champion was crowned, who showed up? CM Punk. So it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk for the belt. And Punk is going to win. Mm-hmm. And who's going to show up? It's going to be John Cena. Because
I could see that.
Because he,
I could also.
Yeah, go for it. Sorry.
No, go. No, go. Finish.
No, that was it. Honestly, I just think that all roads are leading to Punk Cena one more time.
I think so too. I don't know about the two world title, you know, the whole real world champion gimmick again, even though it would have to be a full circle thing. I was just going to say, I'm like, who could maybe be coming off of a big WrestleMania main event win of their own that could talk enough trash, enough smack, enough straight fire to get John Cena to come back? Who could run their mouth so damn loud and so damn long every week in and week out,
maybe
calling out every piece
Dominic
of real
Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio.
Thinking,
I like it. Dominic Mysterio, new champion.
Are you
I
thinking
it.
Of
I,
someone
I
who
it.
Is maybe an architect? Someone who
no.
might be a visionary?
God,
no. You don't think
no.
he can attract that? Okay. If
Hell
you're calling
no.
him winning from the triple threat.
I'm not calling him winning.
You're not. Okay. So then
I'm
who you think
on
it
Punk
is?
Punk winning that.
So
yes,
it's Punk.
Punk
okay. Yeah.
That.
It's Punk. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay. It makes sense. But also, Seth, it would be interesting, though. I would not
would
be opposed to that, especially because Cena is like the corporate champion. Although there was a line when Seth Rollins said best for business, man, that gave me chills. In that promo the other day, where I was like, "Ooh, the amount of times I heard them say what's best for business was
and
weird."
Did you notice that Roman's fist instinctually balled up when he said it?
Yep. And
yeah,
did you also
that.
Notice how the crowd very much caught on that line?
Oh yeah.
Too? Because
very
when he said it's best for business, you heard a low like, oh, like that. That was a good moment. I'm telling you, man, these crowds have been on fire. They've been paying attention to these stories, and it's been fun. So, fellas, John Cena wins the WWE Undisputed Championship coming out of WrestleMania 41. We are in the dark times in our society, and we will now enter the dark times of WWE. Right? That's kind of the vibe. Yep. Yeah,
I think so.
I like it. I'm with it. It keeps me. You gotta get them to watch Monday Night Raw, right? You gotta get them a hook back in. How do you do it? John Cena announcing that he is leaving forever on Monday Night Raw. Ooh, come on, man! It's gonna
Didn't
be
hear
so
that.
Good. Okay, so then Punk is winning. Then Punk's winning the triple threat.
Oh, no, I like your plan better. Seth is winning and Punk wins a tournament and Cena comes back. I like that.
But hey, you know what? No matter what happens, just give me Punk Cena again. Run that back one last time because we got that brief moment in Elimination Chamber and everyone was just lapping it up. Time to pull the trigger on it. There you have it, folks. Our WrestleMania predictions. Woo! WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas. It is going to pop the hell off. Cannot wait. I'm going to be there watching it both nights. But I am just excited to see how this whole thing shakes out. That being said, you know, it's the end of the show. We can't leave you guys with sadness. But Jake,
right,
what do you have to say?
We can save it for after. I have a question of the week.
Ooh.
For everybody.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we do the question of the week now before we go to the retro ribbage? Yeah.
All right. Here's what I want to know. I want to know what WrestleMania card looks like for food.
What does your WrestleMania card look like for food?
I want two mid-card food items. Okay. Two mid-card food. And then what's your main event?
Ooh. So you know not like opener? Versus each other, just like what's one dish?
No. Like, yeah, like is your mid-card, two mid-card chips and salsa and cupcakes, and your main event is pizza, or your main event wings.
So basically, what is our WrestleMania our WrestleMania menu. Yeah, that's what we got to figure out. What is our WrestleMania menu? Tell us in the description. Give us two mid-card meals and your main event meal. I will say that is a toughie. I'll put mine in the comments. I don't want to save it here. I'm going to put it in the comments. But I will be remiss if I didn't tell everyone that pizza will be there in one way, shape, or form, but not with pineapples, because I am not the devil. Okay,
you guys are so uncultured swine.
You do not get to say that. You do not get uncultured to say that talking about swine. Pineapple on pizza. All right, well, let's go ahead and do this, fellas, because you know what happens when we get to the end of our show. It's a segment we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. We only got a few more, so enjoy it while you can, folks. It's Jake's Retro Repeat.
So I didn't do a poll this week because I'm going to let you two choose which of the two packs we have left.
Whoa. Okay.
Number two or number six? What say you?
Oh, man. You know what? I only because of number two from Austin Powers, I'm going to go for number two. Number two.
Well, considering that's why we started. Whoa. Oh, wait. Wow. Sorry. considering number two is why we started. I'll go with this one as well.
Let's do it.
all right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The lore on that one, everyone, is that before we recorded, me and Matt unified in our bowel
tag
movements.
Tag team pooping.
Tag team pooping. Go for it, Jake. Well, let's do it. Number two.
All right, here we go. Number two. This is the next to last. This is the penultimate pack of WCW trading cards. Let's see which ones we get today. Starting off hot with Mr. Wall Street. His favorite maneuver, probably happening soon, the stock market.
Good Lord.
He's got a love. Hey, here we go. Hall of Famer Lex Luger. We got to have the Hall of Famer on this weekend.
It's going to be great.
There we go. There we go. We got us Steiner brothers. Why do we have favorite actors on the back?
What the heck?
Steiner's favorite actor is Jack Nicholson. These are dating cards. Scott's a Brando fan.
Yep. Good taste. Wow.
All right.
Whoa.
We've got Sting.
It's Sting.
It's Sting. Perfect. Hometown boy, Venice Beach, California. Here we've got the Southern Boys.
Always the Southern Boys.
I don't know if I've gotten that one. Maybe.
Yes.
No, that's a different variant. For
is it a different variant? Okay.
Yeah, that is.
All right. Sid Vicious.
Nice. And I believe our next tossing the Stinger around the ring.
That's how it looks.
That's a scorpion.
Oh, yeah. Greatest achievement, joining the Four Horsemen.
Oh, that's nice. I mean,
he was a world champion, but.
That's a feel good night.
all right. We've got the Southern Boys.
Back at it again.
There you go.
Back at it again. The old Southern Boys. We've got another. This one's been popular lately. Missy Hyatt.
Whoa.
Welcome back.
I got to say, again, I like the card backs, though. They're
still,
nice.
Still a fan. Still a fan of horses.
Yeah, thoroughbred horses.
Not just any horses.
You can't trust a horse girl. All right. We've got a Flair.
Oh.
The Nature Boy.
Woo.
Ric Flair. We've got
a lot of Four Horsemen.
Arn Anderson.
A lot of Four Horsemen here.
Mm-hmm. We got Flying Brian.
Nice. Actually beating up a Four Horseman. Pretty sure that's Ric Flair.
Flair right there. Yep.
Which is ironic because, and you know what? This is the perfect card for it to be because this man's record is going to be broken this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Got him right there with Old Glory.
If that's not a sign that John Cena is winning the title and breaking the record, I don't know what the hell is at this point. Like, guys, that's...
We are soothsayers this show.
Or that could anyone be an omen.
Hold on. Anyone who has ever gone one-on-one with a player in the ring can tell you he's a force to be reckoned with. Not only do his smoldering glances turn his opponent's knees to jelly, but outside the ring, they tend to have the same effect on the ladies.
But also, wouldn't it have the same effect on the men outside
of
the ring?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I mean,
but for different reasons.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the different reason they're thinking about.
It's all sex, ladies and gentlemen. Wrestling is sex. Okay. Yes.
Wrestling is sex, and wrestling is drag, and everyone needs to accept those two things. And
we got a big old orgy this weekend.
Orgy
of violence. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. It's an orgy of violence. And who doesn't enjoy a good orgy of violence? All right, guys. Well, there you have it. A little bit of a longer episode, but we literally had two nights of WrestleMania to go over.
It's Mania.
Yeah, exactly. Deal with it. We'll probably do the same thing for All In. We'll probably do the same thing for Rebellion. You know, we like to take our time with the pay-per-view cards. But that is it. We're excited to see what is to come out of WrestleMania. Next time you see us, we'll do our post-WrestleMania show where we cover everything that went down. We'll maybe get that out sooner. Not too sure. We were going to split this up, but we decided to dump it all on Friday so you guys can enjoy it before Mania. So, yeah, lots of good stuff along the horizon.
Listen to it on your way there.
Exactly, if you happen to. And if you see me meandering about and you happen to listen to the show, if you're, you know, the dozens of us who do, come on down and say hello. If you happen to be there, you know,
slap him
reach
on
out.
His bald head.
Exactly. Don't do that, but, yeah. Like Ricochet.
Like Ricochet.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for watching. What a wild run it's been. We started this off with WrestleMania 40, and here we are. We're WrestleMania 41. So practically a full, we've already celebrated a year, but this will be like the inflection point. So it's pretty cool that we built this for this long. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and we'll catch you all next week. Enjoy WrestleMania. Peace.